You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I'm Sam the Faggot. It is Wednesday, May 25th, 2022. Hope you're well. As always, this podcast and the website are all funded by myself out of pocket or through donations from people like you. So, if you feel compelled, if this website and the podcast and everything else that I'm doing online helps you in some way, please consider donating, okay? Well, before I start with the actual topic for today, because I do have a topic, but I have to add this little thing at the beginning, okay? Because something happened last night. I went and saw Top Gun Maverick last night, okay? That's not what I'm wanting to talk about. The movie's fine. I don't really like the first Top Gun movie, and this one's better than that one, but still, it's pretty pointless. But it's not the movie itself, but I was invited to go to the movies by my alpha that I've been servicing, the straight alpha. Local straight alpha that I've been servicing for a little over a year or something. The alpha that I picked up from the Lyft ride, okay? He's a black alpha. He's straight. He's got a girlfriend. And, you know, I've only been just blowing him whenever he needs head, you know? But this, we don't go out socially or anything like that. It's just meet up somewhere and I suck his cock, you know. He has a kind of a thing for public sex, so he likes car head, which is how we started off even, you know. So anyway, I got a call, or a text I should say, from him yesterday. He and his girlfriend were supposed to go see Top Gun together, but she had to work, and so he had this extra ticket, and so he wanted to know if I wanted to go with him. And so I said sure. And of course I ended up buying the popcorn and drinks and food and stuff at the movies, because I'm a good little faggot. And then he, of course, wanted me to suck his cock in the car after the movie was over with, which I did happily. It was kind of cool because we never really have hung out in that way before, you know. So I tried to be on my best behavior, which, you know, sometimes can be difficult for me. But, you know, I did manage. I was grateful that he didn't try to get me to suck his cock in the packed movie theater. He's not quite that bold with the public sex thing, but anyway, so that was kind of a cool thing that happened. I am not losing my grip on reality. This situation with him is not going to last. You know, he's definitely going to, get married probably to this girl, and I'm probably not going to be servicing him anymore after that. But, you know, it was kind of a fun little, you know, detour, I guess. So I thought I would share that with you. Anyway, let's talk about God alphas. So for the longest time, in the categories list on the website, the back end of the website, I had the category God Alpha. Now, I never had it on the hierarchy pyramid that I had created, because I never really, you know, it was always kind of in the back of my mind that there would be a God Alpha. Because even an apex alpha, there has to be a final apex, right? There has to be, you have to come to a final apex who would be the God alpha type of alpha. And I always kind of wondered what that would be like. So I kind of anticipated it, you know. It's kind of like my anticipation of a God alpha is kind of like how scientists predicted black holes before they actually had evidence. You know, they just sort of looked at the science, the math, and said, there should be a black hole there, you know, that kind of thing. And then they just found the information to back it up, right? So God, the God alpha is something that I kind of anticipated from quite a ways back. It's only been recently that I've encountered alphas that, you know, would fit that kind of definition. It's a very exclusive club, okay? It's not, I try not to overuse it because, and I have a tendency to do that sometimes, but there are definitely a couple of alphas that would fit that mold, you know, of God alpha. And I kind of look at it as God alphas are alphas who are, they're the all-encompassing alpha. They're the alpha and the omega, if you want to talk about it in biblical terms, okay? They are, they're like a supreme alpha. They're like a supreme being of some sort, where all parts of the hierarchy submit to this God alpha. This God alpha is like the ultimate protector alpha, the, you know, everything to the superlative degree, including teacher, including mentor, etc., to the greatest degree. Their God alphas are fearless about their alphahood and about their use of faggots and females and how, you know, how they arrange their life. They view their life as unassailable, and they're utterly fearless in terms of socially, you know. So they don't live their life by the rules at all, constraining other men, including apex alphas. There are some apex alphas who are still kind of in hiding socially about what they're doing, you know. And they'll brush that off and say, well, it's nobody's business, which is true, but ultimately you're hiding. So, a little bit of cum there. So this God Alpha is somebody who basically transcends everything else and is sort of like an overriding force everywhere they are, you know. Which brings me to Master Ben. Okay, now I posted something about Master Ben on the website, an experience he had. Master Ben has had a really rough time recently. His brother was killed in a car accident. You know, they're both young. Master Ben and his brother are very young men. And Master Ben's brother was killed instantly in a car crash, and he was devastated by it. Now, you know, Master Ben at this point, he's only been using faggots and owning faggots for, you know, a few months, a handful of months. And he's been doing very well, you know, using them, training them, etc. And he's, you know, he's taken on live-in faggots. So, like, his three faggots are Jack, Dean, and Callum, okay? And they're all three very good faggots. Master Ben has been an excellent master for them. But his brother's death triggered something in him that I don't know when or if he would have come to this realization otherwise. I don't know. But Master Ben was triggered by this sudden loss, this catastrophic loss of his brother. And he looked at his life and said, I am an apex alpha. I can do whatever I want. The world is mine, and I'm going to take it. And that's a heady realization for an alpha. You know, when an alpha gets into that mindset, they become unstoppable, all right? And Master Ben just said, I'm done living by anybody else's rules but my own. I am the alpha. I will do what I want, when I want, and how I want, and people are going to bend to my will. The end. And he said, I'm going to take everything that I want from this world. I'm going to have all the experiences I want. I'm going to have it all, because there's no reason to hold back. Of course, I could die tomorrow or whatever, so there's no holding back. Everything happens now, you know. And that's generally a good way for everyone to live, honestly. You know, there's no waiting for tomorrow. You need to act ASAFP, okay? But for an alpha, an apex alpha, a god alpha, not only should you act immediately and take everything you want, but you should do it with almost a ruthlessness, I guess I would say. So what Master Ben did was he sat his three faggots down and he explained to them that things were going to change, okay? That they are his faggots, that they are his property, and that from now on, they are going to be proud to be his faggots. He's going to own them proudly, and they are going to, they're not going to be afraid anymore, okay? And I know that those faggots were thrilled by what he was telling them. He spent the first part of last weekend just with his three faggots in his house, being worshipped and giving counsel and recommendations to each one. He was training each faggot individually and as a group, and it's pretty magnificent what he did there. But the main thing that I'm getting at is Saturday night, Master Ben took his three faggots out to a bar, okay? And he had his three faggots worshiping him there at the bar in front of everybody. They got a booth, and his three faggots were worshiping him, and they attracted the attention of the entire bar. And people were offering Master Ben drinks and food. They started tributing basically to his faggots too. They were buying drinks for his faggots. And then some of the faggots in the bar began worshiping Master Ben as well. Master Ben took a couple of the faggots into the bathroom and pissed in their mouth and made them swallow his piss. They were kissing all over him. They were kissing his feet, etc. It was an absolute flex of power. It was a statement, you know, that you don't see that very often in any alpha, even some of the most powerful alphas that I've ever known. And I've known some very powerful alphas. But you don't see a flex like that. That was Master Ben telling the world, you know, at least the immediate world around him, that he has arrived. that he is the God Alpha. I mean, the only kind of man that actually gets worship like that in a situation like that are mob bosses. You know, if you watch the movie Goodfellas, you know, Paulie, the mob boss, owns the restaurant. And he goes to the restaurant and everybody caters to him because he's the mob boss and it's his restaurant. That was this, except instead of mafia power behind it, it was pure alpha power. It was that primal energy that's carried from alpha to alpha, generation to generation. It's unstoppable, okay? And Master Ben took that power and he just exerted it throughout that entire bar. And everybody took notice and everybody worshiped him. Why did they do that? Because ultimately we all know and understand hierarchy. Deep down in our genetics, we all understand it. And when we see that in public, this fearless display of absolute confidence and power, we're drawn to it, and we, you know, inferior people like me, you know, and other faggots and whatnot, betas, we are drawn to submit and honor and tribute to that. That's one reason why in FinDom, a lot of times we'll see an alpha in FinDom take a faggot out on the street and have the faggot kiss his feet in public on the street, you know, or things like that. Those kinds of flexes, they attract attention and they attract our awe because we recognize what it's saying about the man who's doing it, you know. And what Master Ben did there was, it's just jaw-dropping to me, you know. And he's a young alpha. He just started owning faggots a couple months ago. And he already owns 3 faggots, and now he's doing this kind of thing. What is life going to be like for him 5 years from now? It boggles the mind, you know. And I guess this podcast episode is not just talking about the God Alpha in a kind of a metaphorical sense or whatever, but it's a call to action to other alphas who are listening. What are you doing with your alphahood? Are you utilizing this tremendous opportunity you have in your life to fulfill the lives of your faggots and completely fulfill the need for power and worship that you have? You know, Master Ben is reaching out and grabbing it all because he recognizes that he deserves it. Do you, as an alpha, recognize that you deserve it? Because it's all right there. The world exists for you. You know, just view the world as a giant banquet table full of every delectable dish that you have ever loved eating. It's all there for you. Gorge yourself on it. You know, all the treasures of the earth are piled up in front of you. Are you going to take it? Master Ben intends to take it. And I think every alpha on earth needs to think about that, because this is why you are alpha, to lead, to be worshipped. etc. If you're not doing that, then what are you doing? You know. Anywho, that's all I got to say today. Can you believe that? I hope you stay safe, and we will be together in a couple of days, okay? Thanks a lot for listening. I love you. Bye.